Welcome to another edition of MCC and You. I'm Stephen Rickard, filling in for Danny Cobra. And with us today, we have Angela Carter. She's the ready-to-work coordinator at MCC. And Angela, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So can you remind us a little bit about what ready-to-work is and tell us what's going on with the program?
Well, for those who aren't familiar with the Ready to Work program at MCC, it's a work-study program that allows qualified MCC students to gain practical work experience while they go to college. It allows them to graduate with not just a degree, but some real on-the-job experience. And today I'd like to speak a little bit more to potential employers and elaborate on how they can hire these qualified students at no charge to themselves.
Well, how can an employer benefit from hiring a Ready to Work student?
Actually, it's a pretty phenomenal deal. An employer can receive 20 hours of labor from each student at no cost to themselves or their business. After talking with employers and learning what type of help they need, I screen the students and identify those that could potentially be a good match. The student then arranges an interview with the employer, and after that interview, the employer decides if they want to work with them or not. There are no risks to it, and then we continue this process until we find a good match and have a good employee for the workplace.
And what are the requirements and responsibilities for the employer?
First, the employers are asked to have actual work for the student to do. We want work that's legitimate and that can help them learn desirable employment skills. My goal is not just for the students to take up the slack and do the jobs that no one else around wants to do, but actually have responsibilities that will help mold them and help them to develop their skills so that they do become a more marketable employee in the future. Employers actually serve as mentors in an ideal situation. Second, the employers must be willing to work around the students' class schedules each semester because they are college students. And even though learning the employment skills is important, the academic success is always our primary concern. So the employer has to be flexible enough to work around their class schedule. And finally, they just have to supervise the student and monitor the hours they actually work. And then twice a month, they'll sign off on a timesheet to verify the hours that the student works, and they return that to me in order to get paid.
What does an employer need to do in order to participate?
It's really simple. They can just call me at my office. The number is 824-8670, and I'll arrange a time to meet with them and identify their needs.
And why are employers needed, and why is it such an important part of the Ready to Work program?
Good employers are very important to the Ready to Work program. They help mentor students, they give them real-world work experience, and they help to develop the students' skills. They can also serve as a reference for a later job for the students. The skills that students develop during the work experience program allows them to qualify for jobs that they desire when they graduate from college. And because we work with a variety of students, we need a good variety of employers who will meet the challenge of finding appropriate job placement sites for our students.
And if somebody has any more information, how can they get in touch with you?
They can just give me a call. My office is located at 2000 College Drive. I'm over at the main campus. Or they can call my office, and it's 824-8670.
Sounds like a great deal. So, in other words, if we brought somebody in over here, I'd still have to take out my own trash, right?
Yes.
Okay, I knew there was a catch. All right, Angela Carter, Ready to Work Coordinator at MCC. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And this has been another edition of MCC and You. Stephen in for Danny, and we thank you for listening today.